This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. We talked yesterday about ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, the pact that will replace the old NAFTA. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says even with the distraction of the government shutdown, now in its fourth week, the USMCA is something he thinks should pass.
There's really a lot of good things in there for both Republicans and Democrats. I think that there's a big improvement over the NAFTA agreement, and I don't want us to go back to not having a trade agreement with either Canada or Mexico. So I'm anxious to get this done, and we're working hard to make sure that there'll be a positive vote at some time in the near future.
Could the change of leadership in the House of Representatives have any impact on getting the votes for ratification?
Well, can't guarantee anything around here. I guess, frankly, there's some worry that because this was a Trump administration negotiated deal, that may cause some of my friends on the other side of the aisle to look at it in a more negative light. But I'm hoping that the merits of the trade agreement will be able to stand on their own and that we can approve the new agreement for the betterment of trade between all three countries.
On December 2nd, President Trump told Congress he was beginning a six-month process to withdraw from NAFTA, adding that Congress needs to either ratify the USMCA or revert to pre-NAFTA trading rules.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.